Hello, thank you for checking out this particular piece of artwork. We are looking at what I'm calling Scobot 2. I guess I should come up with better titles for these works, but I don't know. I kind of don't like titles because then you start telling the viewer what to think by your titles. So I guess I could call them untitled, but then that's kind of lame too. So we're just using Scobot 2 as a way of identifying what the heck we're talking about here. So anyway, down below here are some kind of works in progress, pictures or pictures of while I'm working on this said piece. So follow along if you like. the first one here is this is just kind of the doodle. The original doodle that inspired one of the elements for this piece. I thought, well, that'd be kind of cool to put on this. I guess I should back up a little bit and just say that the final piece that you're looking at is a 15 by 20 inch illustration board. I use that because that's what I had lying around. And it has many layers of paint and ink and gesso, and I think at one point I even had like pieces of paper glued to it. Just trying to, just throw stuff up there and get creative and just trying to, not get taking anything too precious and just what I call kind of keep breaking it down and do something you don't like it, fine. No worries. Just cover it up, paint over it, draw something else. And just kind of keep working it, and even one layer actually used sandpaper and sand it down. And basically, what I was trying to do with this piece is figure out how I did Scobot 1, which came out so well. I was like, oh man, how did I do that? So this was kind of an attempt at the process of recapturing kind of how I did that first one, and. So anyway, back to the pictures. Okay, so the first picture, you're looking at a original doodle, something I just kind of whipped up and liked and saved. And I thought, well, that might be an interesting element to this one. The next picture is then the other doodle that gets kind of put in the foreground here. You can see it's got this other elements to it here. I decided to just kind of blow it up and crop it out. Because I thought this looked better than trying to fit this whole thing in here. But I like this original doodle. Maybe a t-shirt someday with that. But anyway, okay, next picture is me projecting those images onto the piece and then gessoing in with white gesso kind of where it's going to be. And then I think at some point I even drew it in with colored pencil and then probably gessoed over the top of that again. And, I don't know how many layers I did on there, but that's my little mini Pico projector there, which has an SD card. So it's pretty cool. You can just load pictures right into it and just position it around where you want. And amazingly enough, it's bright enough to actually work, for the most part, that is. Okay, as in projecting the image, it's bright enough. So next picture, please. Okay, there it is of the, yep. The stuff I put on there. Okay, we're kind of seeing how it's going along here. Some of these pictures here are kind of crappy. They're taken with an old digital camera, well, actually a digital video camera, an HD camera that also takes stills. So anyway, I bought a new camera to take better pictures, but at the time, okay, this is what I had, so that's what I used. Okay. Next picture. Okay, you can see the foreground element kind of based in there. It looks like even in this picture that I've actually done one pass of painting it, or I don't know, maybe that's the projection. No, I think that I've already painted it or drawn it in and then gone over it again. So you just kind of keep doing these layers over and over and over and over again. Just kind of building it up. Next, okay, a little kind of this. We've started some of the ink work. Coming in here, so adding some of the detail, trying to capture the feel of that original doodle. Next, and then we're working on the foreground element also. So you can just see adding more detail, and then Let's see, am I done with that? Okay, yeah, I guess that's the last. Is that the last picture? Okay, yep. Okay, so that's the last step before the final. And you can see the final one gets inked in even heavier and with some paint pens. And then I went back and added some more ballpoint pen markings and stuff, because I was trying to capture the feel of those doodles, which have a lot of energy and are very quick. And then when I was blowing it up and doing it larger, I was like, man, okay, this pen stroke is actually this big. Oh God. So, you know, it lost some of its energy when I blew it up. And so I had to kind of recapture some of that. So anyway, you know, just still trying to figure out the process here, but I think it came out pretty good. I like it. And I think it works well with the other ones and whatnot. So anyway, not much more to say about that, but thanks for stopping by and checking out the audio commentary. All right. Thanks. Bye.